With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Trump administration proposing that retirement plans be able to diversify beyond publicly traded securities. Correspondent Ken Lohrman reports they may be available to some 90 million Americans with 401k accounts, and that means higher retirement income.
The Department of Labor is proposing rules to let everyday retirement savers invest in private equity and other alternative assets previously limited to wealthy investors. Critics warn of complexity and risks for savers and retirement plans, but the Committee to Unleash Prosperity applauds the move, saying those asset classes have long been favored by major institutional investors because they offer high returns, but have been inaccessible to most Americans. Ken Lohrman reporting.
And Labor Department seeking public comment before finalizing that change. House GOP leaders have a tough job ahead of them in passing a two-step plan to end the record-setting Department of Homeland Security shutdown as members call for passage of a GOP-only bill to fund immigration enforcement before they accept a bipartisan Senate bill to fund the rest of the department. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton says Democrats are constantly changing their demands.
On more than one occasion, Chuck Schumer had agreed to a deal that would fund all of Homeland Security aside from ICE and Border Patrol, which we pre-funded last year in our big budget bill, and which we plan to return and pass a new budget that will fund them even further in the future.
And the Arkansas lawmaker says above all else, Democrats are demanding the unmasking of ICE agents. He says that simply is not going to happen. President Trump over the weekend not mincing any words, promising to hit Iran if they don't reopen the Strait of Hormuz. SRN News. Well, a new study of people who go to church. Here's Michael Harrington with that report.
It comes from Lifeway Research, and it finds that people who attend more frequently are more likely to have a biblical worldview than those who don't show up so often. On the question of whether the Bible is the authority for Christian living, 65% of frequent churchgoers say yes, strongly, compared with just 37% of infrequent attendees. And on the question of gender, 71% of regular church people strongly agree it cannot be changed, while just 41% of the infrequent crowd agrees. Michael Harrington reporting.
Large number of American kids using social media, TikTok. A new report finds 70% of adolescents ages 13 to 17 use that platform. 20% say they're on it all the time. Child protection advocates say that's a big problem, accusing TikTok of allowing content that shouldn't be there for kids. This is SRN News. Artemis 2 flyby of the moon coming up Monday, following some, can we say, out-of-this-world photographs. Officials say they're very excited as that mission continues. Correspondent Julie Walker.
The three Americans and one Canadian chasing after Apollo 13's distance record from Earth and launching a new era in space exploration. Monday, they swing around the moon in a roughly six-hour journey before heading back to Earth. NASA Flight Director Judd Freeling.
The whole point of this mission is a campaign to get back to the moon. And being able to see with human eyes the lunar surface is a huge milestone, right? And that just articulates the point, you know, that we're going back to the moon.
Artemis 2 launched April 1st on humanity's first trip to the moon since 1972. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at srnnews.com.